USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Wildfires continue to rage in the West, and they've now killed over 33 people, with dozens of others missing and tens of thousands more in California, Oregon, and Washington forced to flee their homes. The death toll is likely to climb, with one Oregon official still warning of a mass fatality event. In California alone, where fires charred over 3.2 million acres and destroyed about 4,000 structures, the number of dead is up to 22. And in the state of Washington, a one-year-old boy died in blazes that the governor called climate fires. Even though a number of groups are pointing at climate change for the West Coast fires, six people have been arrested in Oregon and California, and two in the state of Washington on arson charges in starting these fires. President Donald Trump will visit California tomorrow to meet with officials about the wildfires. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Historic negotiations between the Taliban and Afghanistan's political leadership opened in Qatar, offering a great chance of peace after decades of war. The U.S. had hoped negotiations would start within 2 weeks of when it initially signed the peace deal with the Taliban. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo attended the opening ceremony. He met with Taliban co-founder Mullah Abdul Ghani Bardar, who heads the organization's office in Qatar's capital, and the members of the Taliban negotiating team, according to State Department spokesperson Kale Brown. Oxford University says their trials of a coronavirus vaccine it's developing with pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca will begin again days after pausing due to reported side effects in a patient in Britain. The university says in large trials it's expected that some participants will become unwell, and every case must be carefully evaluated to ensure careful assessment of safety. It says globally, over 18,000 individuals have received study vaccines as part of the trial. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A number of gym owners in San Francisco are outraged after learning that gyms in government buildings in Nancy Pelosi's district have been open for weeks for police officers and city employees despite the coronavirus pandemic. The city of San Francisco is not expected to allow private gyms to reopen for workouts until the end of September. A local owner said it's just demonstrating that there seems to be a double standard between what city employees are allowed to do and the regular residents of San Francisco are allowed to do, thanks to Nancy Pelosi. One city public safety building recorded 468 gym visits in just 1 day, according to records the San Francisco Police Department shared online. A federal appeals court in Florida ruled against felons seeking to restore their voting rights without first paying off court debts and fees, finding that a 2019 state law designed to curtail a successful ballot measure still created a clear path to the ballot box. The 6-4 ruling by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals is another victory for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who opposed lifting Florida's lifetime ban on voting for felons. The law calls for felons to include the exact amount in the court costs that they owe when they apply to vote with the Florida Department of State. Critics of the law argued that determining the cost was difficult, if not impossible. But the appellate panel determined that Florida was within its rights under the federal due process clause. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.